Only for dance, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 lo que tú. No te da gilo, no te. Lago a de, Lago. I'm a muck and what time they pull. Cause I pull up in the
middle of the gas on. Be high,
be high,
be high,
be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get sick on my love, eh. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know you, the bed, bed, there, man.
Malaku, Ivan! Malaku, come!
She be make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, it's another beautiful Wednesday evening. And if you are turning in at this very moment, it's just the right time because you're just getting started. I go by the name Dutch Lesherberg, and this is my house. I'm in the studios of Radio Feb. Yes, this week, as promised last week, I said it's going to be an exciting week because Feb already made an announcement of a forthcoming extended play, which I mean EP, and we're going to be listening to all the tracks together. Officially, there are 4 tracks in the EP, and you already know we listen to more music than that on this very platform. So we're not gonna be doing 4 tracks, but we're gonna be doing Fave today. So officially today is gonna be dedicated to the one and only Fave. And without talking too much, we're gonna be looking at her lifestyle, you know, where she grew from, when she started music, how she started her first record deal, and anything that concerns of Fave is gonna be all throughout this episode. So like officially we're gonna be unveiling Fave today because a lot of people really got to recognize her on Kante. Yes, the song by Davido from the album, what's it called? I don't know. 2 years ago, I've forgotten the net title of the album. Yes, that very album was from Davido, and Fave was, you know, unfortunately featured in the album, and it was the song, and it just not that it was just the song itself, but when the video came out and the video did promotion on that video, people were like, man, this girl really good like this. So it was then people really like was not comparing her to people like Davido or Don Jazzy saying that maybe she for double pass like this, because trying to compare her to people like who is it called, Arista and the rest of them, they felt like Fave Desire to be on the top list of the, you know, one of the best ladies out there in Afro music in general. So without talking too much, we're going to be talking about her today. And if you don't really know Fave, don't waste your time. Don't worry, we're gonna unveil her to you. So take a seat, sit down. Anytime you know, say you drink, go open down, because it's going to be a beautiful and exciting episode today. We're going to be enjoying some of our good music officially, and also we're going to be unveiling her. And I always want to repeat myself by saying this is not just the only show on Radio 5. We've got tons and tons of shows for you, so it will be our pleasure if you tune in from Monday to Sunday. We've got you covered every single day of the week. And officially also, we come here, as I said before, every Wednesday, just to do this, just to tell you more about Afrobeat. You know, the culture is getting more recognition around the world, and they even gave us a category right now in the Grammy Cup. It started it last year, if I'm not making any mistake, and right now we're really becoming global. So officially that is why we're having this show here on Radio 5. Yes, just to also tell you that yes, we have somebody who can tell you more about Afrobeat. And don't forget to follow us on our social media platform on Radio Fab, Instagram, Facebook, and also on Twitter. And you can find all of our podcasts available on our website at www.radiofab.it. So without talking too much, our very first song for today is going to be from Fave, because it's only our song. Now only our song we're just listening to, so no reason now. So it's going to be from Fave, and this is the song that officially, I guess, I recognize her officially with, and it goes by the name Baby Riding. So for those who already know, this is Fave, Baby Riding.
Steady your face, just fall. I wanna take a picture so this could last longer for me, longer for me. Yeah. Take my secrets, got them like precious money. I never want to hear you quiet. So I write songs for you. So I write songs for you. And I believe I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. Yeah, yes, I believe I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel to steal the keys to your heart again. My baby bust up beside the room. My baby bust up beside the room. My baby pop, my baby good, my baby all the things I need. My baby bust up beside the room. My baby bust up beside the room. Your vision for me, I wanna take a picture. So this could last longer for us, longer for me. Take my secrets, got them like precious money. I never want to hear you quiet. So I write songs for you. They come left and right, but I don't care. They are front, they leave you, but I die there. No more milk or mouth, cause you are my only strength. But I reach up more, I know that you're my best. And I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel still the keys to your heart again. And I believe, I'm falling for you like a thief, breaking the knees. Cause when I see you, I feel still the keys to your heart again.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Baby Riding by the one and only Faith. And if you already know, like, you should know that we're going to be talking about her, just her alone today, because officially a lot of people think she should be getting recognition that she deserves. Why? Because they just feel like she's not getting that, like, oh, PR that every other, you know, artist out there, like people like Arasta, you know, Thames and the others are getting. And that is why people feel like she's not really getting that recognition that she deserves. So we're going to be doing that for her today. And talking about Faith, she goes by the name Chigozie Gosfavor Ugochineyere, and she was born on the 13th of March 2000, and she's professionally known by the stage name Faith, and she's from Nigeria. You should already know that because of the name. She's a singer, songwriter, a recording artist, and she has gained recognition after releasing several, you know, minute-long videos on Twitter during the COVID-19 lockdown in 2022. She won Rookie of the Year, at the Eddings 2022, and was nominated for the Most Performing Artist and Best Artist in Africa Reggae Dancehall at the All African Music Award. Moreover, she was nominated for Best New Artist at the same year, 2022, at Sound City MVP Award Festival. And talking about her life, careers, and all of that, she's a middle child and the only daughter of the family of Chigozie and a small family of five who resides in the eastern and southern west Nigeria. Over the last two decades, her music experience technically began from the church at a tender age of six. And talking about her, for those who don't know yet, the name Chigozie Gosfavor Ugochineyere is an Igbo name, I guess, vividly. According to her biography right here, she's from Igbo and Imo State, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, she's from Imo State. And I'm talking about also, she then began to rose to the stadium, you know, to the fame in 2020, when she combined from Flavor, which is the name of our stage name, was from Flavor, When she was 19 years old, the songwriter pursuing a law degree bettered with only one single, MOMMS, which I don't know the meaning, which stands for Me or Mask My Sins. That's amazing. I really don't know how to describe her. I guess she's not just only crafty with her songs alone, but she's also crafty with her titles and all of those. And talking about that, she's studying law currently, and she's in her final year in Obafemi Awolowo in Ile-Ife, Osun State, Nigeria. So that's just a tip of the iceberg from our one and only Faith. If you've never known, she's an Igbo girl, was born on the 13th of March 2000, I guess 2023 right now, 24 years old, and you know, just one of the best at the moment, I think, you know, talking from our Femi categories, I think if you're going to be listing from our favorite, I think Fave is going to be from 1 to probably 5. Yes, if we're going to put every, you know, let's do the stacks, let's do the number. Officially, we're going to have Thames there. We're going to have, what's it called? Arastar there, no doubt. We're going to have people like Queen Madi, who is just coming up again at this very moment. She's doing her best to just be in the top three. I am going to put her there. I guess Fave is, even after Tiwa Savage is not going to be on the list because she isn't going to be doing anything that great for the moment. I'm not saying she has not been great, but at the moment, we can't put her there because she has not been doing something great at the moment. So I guess from 1 to 5, Fave is definitely going to be there. I think I don't really have anybody who is going to replace her from that, you know, spot or the slot from my 3 to 5. I'm not sure anybody's going to be that you know, good to replace her. So without talking too much, we're going to be listening to the one of the tracks. I don't know how she, you know, she numbered them on her EP, which we're going to be talking about. Dirty Love is the name of the EP, extended play. And one of the songs from the EP, which is titled Complicated, which we're going to be listening to. And after that, we'll come back and talk more about Fave.
Should I confiscate your cell phone? Are you done with typing? I don't appreciate comments when you talk about me. Said it's complicated, honey. I can't fucking shout it. A little drama, girl, bit in my drum for you. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum.
Okay, that was Complicated by Fave from the extended play, Dirty Love. And we're still talking about Fave and, you know, at Discovery. And although her career has seems doubtable around genres including dancehall, Afropop, Afrobeat, dance, R&B, Fave largely considered herself a pop girl. Her poetic approach to writing promoted vulnerability, accompanied by vivid plots conveying a wide range of emotions, often on grooving beat drops or high tempo drum progression. Yes, and talking about her, in 2019 she was studying law in she was studying for a law degree in the Southern West Nigeria, where she posted several freestyles on her Twitter account, which was instrumental in bringing her into the spotlight. She started gaining attention after a verse on GD Abolos producing free beats, becoming an internet sensation, specifically on Twitter, where she got a lot of positive feedback from the public. Fave went on to release our official debut single NBU, meaning Nobody But You. Like I said, I just think she's more creative than any other artist when it comes to titling, because I really don't know how she does this, sincerely speaking. On the 17th of April 2020, debuting number 64 on the Apple Music, topping 100 shots. Months lately after, she secretly was signed a year long song licensing deal with Mr. Easy Empower Africa in the year 2000, in November 2021. Fave rose to stardom after the release of her most popular song, Baby Riding, under Empower Africa. Yes, and as I said, the first person that really brought Empower Africa into the limelight also was Joe Boy. I'm not sure, because that, you know, there was one thing about being sure about something documented and the other thing of you being, you know, knowing something from your own perspective. Because for me, I think Joe Boy was the first person, I felt like was the first person, because he was the one who brought Empire Music into limelight. He was the one that made people understood that label even existed from the very first day. So I think he's the one who, or he's the first person that was signed to that record label. And in the other year, following year, in November 2021, I think that was when Fave was signed, and after that it became a rocking star. But I don't know what happened. I just think being at the top is not something everybody gets that easily, because even when Arista came up, she at first EP wasn't that great as good, but after that I believe consistency becomes a great thing when you keep doing what you know how to do best, and after that you just stay at the top. And I think that's what Arista did and Tems also did, because just after Tems EP and also Made in Lagos album featuring also from the Whiskey album Essence, that song really brought her into limelight, and after that she became, you know, the cooking star who she is today. So I just think some people just kept that consistency while others just allow it to slide out, and you know, tracking it back could be one of the hardest thing. And also we're listening to another song also from the beautiful extended play Dirty Love, and they titled this sorry Juju. And without talking too much, I have Juju from the extended play Dirty Love by Fave.
I say I don't like it, I'm lying, I do. Cause you treat me like we lovers in 1992. If I say I don't like it, I'm lying, I do. Cause you still buy me flowers. I know that you are old school, like you do. I don't demand. Cause you no call me, no text me. I know there's a reason. Like you do. No calling me, no texting me. I know there's a reason. I know there's a reason. I know there's a. We could be fighting, but I want you here. There is no music if you are not here. Through the magic, through the way. Life is nothing if I don't keep you. So I smile knowing that I die for you. And when the road is hard, you know that I ride for you. Say, 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 when the rain is bad, I'm gonna shut skies for you. And when the road gets hard, you know that I ride for you. Now that I ride for you, like you.
business. You no calling me, you no texting me. I know there's a reason.
Listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, you just listened to Fave Juju from the EP Dirty Love, and Dirty Love Songs. Yes, I just think I should be adding that Dirty Love Song. And we're talking about her in general today, and talking about Fave also. After getting signed to Empire Africa, the single Baby Riding became number one song in Nigeria on Turntable charts, making it the second entirely by a lead female singer to reach number one in Nigeria on Turntable charts. And the single was also number one in Global Shazam Afrobeat record for 6 good weeks consecutively in 2021. Fave released her debut album EP titled Riding 5, which dropped on Thursday, January 20, 2022, and the EP includes 5 solo tracks: Obsess, SMK, Kilome Tufe, and Mr. Man. And our most successful hit, Baby Riding, the EP became the first 2022 release project to go number one on Apple Music and topping albums charts in Nigeria. Nigeria rapper Olamide featured Fave on 2 tracks, Want and Pop Up, in his youth Scott album, which was released in the same in previous year 2021. And for that, I felt like Olamide signed at that time did not know it was she was under Empire, because even before our EP, our official project, Riding 5, when I saw the UY Scout album from Olamide, which was one of the great album that also was dropped in that very year, because I think Twice as Far from Burna Boy, Davido, what's it called? I've forgotten Davido's album, Lagos, the one made in Lagos, we just dropped the year before. So it was a competitive year for everybody. And having, I can't say she was upcoming at that time, but having a female singer like that, being on Olamide's album at that very time, trust me, I felt like it was a big deal. So that was why a lot of us, even if we knew that she was under Empire Africa at that time, during the release of Baby Riding, so we felt like after that she just switched contract and she was with Olamide, not knowing Olamide was just doing just collaborations with her. And after that, but 2 amazing songs, I can really tell you go check it out, Want and Pom Pom. And the Nigerian singer Simi featured also Fave on a single titled Lawyer, which was released in the same year 2022, and was later featured on the track Kante of Davido's album Timeless. Yes, I'm trying to, Mama Mia, this is the album I'm trying to remember for a very long time. Timeless by Davido, also, which was released in March 2023, a song in which she delivered a powerful chorus with her vocals playing a major role in it. And I can tell you, as I said, the song was released last year, but this year when the video came out, it just sounded like it was just a new song. I felt like that is why good songs are always good, because even if it was released a year before, and when the video was dropped, it felt like a brand new song to people. It felt like a song people never heard. Even me, I was wondering, was it the same Kante people just snubbed from the album as if it was not there? Though we had My Money, we had Unavailable, which was the promotional single from it. We had great songs, No Competition featuring Asake, from the one of the best album that I can tell you that Davido has ever done. But trust me, everybody just paid death ears to Kante. But at the end of the day, it became one of, right now it is one of the best songs that everybody loved from the album. So without talking too much, we'll be listening to Beautiful from our one and only Fave, and we're gonna be back talking about Fave. Go by the name Dajula Chevron, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
It's just one thing to say, now how you dey move, beautiful display. And if you can't see my face, you know that your love is healing.
Beautifully wonderful love. And if I can't see no clear, I know you are my eyeglasses. I see you when I come a shot. I don't want anyone to know. Say you be living love. I tell you what you want to know. Beautifully wonderful love. Anyway, I follow you, no matter how far. If you like, play me back, back, tick, back, back, tick, back. Get to town where I know they're okay. Early in the morning, but your face is all that comforts me. Body and soul is everything. If you do like this, do like that, I will do like this, do like that. If you sing with, I'll sing right back. If you like it, we'll go all night. Beautifully wonderful love.
Go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was beautiful by the one and only Fave. And if you're just joining us, you're welcome. If you've been here, thank you for staying this long, because we're talking about the one and only Fave today. You know, the female artist, which a lot of people think, because I keep using that word, because when a lot of people got to recognize her more on Kante, a lot of people really got mad. I was like, what did it happen? Why Mr. Easy not really, you know, promote this girl reach where she's supposed to be? And I think she's one of these talent who I felt like, or I feel like, are really losing some composure. I don't know what it is that she's not doing right, but I just think she's one of those blessed, talented artists, which if we gotta give her time, we'll get to enjoy her, trust me. Yes, we're talking about Faye today on our podcast, on our house today. And if you just joined us, welcome. As I said earlier before, if you've been here, thank you for staying to this very moment. And also, we're still talking about Faye. We're talking about discography right now. She has two EPs at this very moment, because she dropped one last week Friday. Is it on Friday or on Thursday? I can't really remember. Which is the EP that really made us, you know, paying attention to her right now, which is titled Dirty Love Song. And she has two EPs, 6 singles, 3 music videos, no mixtapes, and no albums or remix albums. And talking about her EPs, the first one, which is titled Rhythm 5, was released in 2022. And also this one we're listening to right now, Dirty Love Song, which was released on Thursday or Friday, or which was released this year, let's just put it like that. I'll be an official out. And talking about singles, she has Moms, which was released in 2029, MMMS, which I said, what was the meaning again, if I can barely remember. I'm not sure I can barely remember the meaning again. No, I can't. And also she has another single, Dal, which was released in upper year 2020. And she has Beautiful, which is a non-single app, by the way, which was released in 2021, Baby Rhythm, which was released in 2021, and Scatter Scatter, which was released the following year. And we're gonna be listening to the EP, or the title of the EP, the songs that goes with the EP, Dirty Love Songs. And after that, we'll come back to talk more about a one and only favorite, fave.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
Okay, that was Dirty Love Song. The title of the EP we're all listening to this very day. And officially, we've listened to 3 tracks from the EP and remaining one. And hopefully, we get to enjoy all of them all. But trust me, as far as I said it is, babe, I don't know why I'm just so obsessed. That's one thing about me. If I get to like somebody and their songs, I don't give a fuck if they're doing garbage or rubbish at the moment. Though I might criticize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to hate it, because I just think, if they are in a better position to do such a song, such a song, I should be able to, you know, sit back and relax and relate to whatever thing they just did. So that is that for that. And talking about Fave also, she has been in different guest appearances on songs or albums by other artists, which earlier I said she was featured on 2 songs from the UY Scotty from Olamide in the year 2021. And talking from the very first start, she was featured in the album by Dimeji, Tales of the Camp and Spirit, which was released in 2020. And also, as I said earlier before, UY Scotty by Olamide, which she was featured in 2 songs, Once and Pom Pom. And also by Jebo Osla's Bad Boys Equities 101. The way these boys, the title album these days, we don't understand though. Ajabo Oslaz, if you know them, you know them. Amazing artists, you know, blacks to the core, but just people who I think a lot of people hasn't also paid a lot of attention to. You know, they've made a couple of hits, but not just constantly doing hits after hit. I know it's not easy to do after hit, but it's idea, you don't understand. And the album Bad Boys Etiquettes 101, and it was the name of the song was In Love and featuring Fave. And also See Me To Be Honest, in the year 2022 also, the title of the song was Lawyer, and T.I. Blaze El Mayor, and the title of the song was Play, and the video Timeless, and the title of the song was Kante, all in the year 2022. And Fight For Us was she was also featured in the song Fight For Us by Massacre, Generation of Kings, and that was released a year after, which was 2023. So I think at this very year, nobody has really worked with her, and hopefully we hope to see a lot of collaborations, because I just think she does what she does better, and you know, she just deserves the flowers, and she needs more time and more, you know, what would I say, more opportunities to really do what she knows how to do best. So without talking too much, I have Fave, Lose My Mind. Without talking too much, after this song, we are gonna be back in Egypt. So go nowhere. Listening to My House on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Losing My Mind by the one and only Fave. And those are the four songs from the extended play, Dirty Love Song. And the first one was, I don't know, I'm just doing this non-sequentially, you know, I don't know how she, you know, titled each of them, but I'm just saying them according to how I see. Losing My Mind, and we should just listen to, and Juju, we should listen to before that. And Dirty Love Song, we should listen to before that. And after that, it was Juju, and the very first one we listened to from the EP was Complicated. And I guess since it's Fave, all our songs are, you know, favorite, you know, trust me. I don't know how to say it. She's just one of a blessed artist, which I think needs more recognition and needs more time to be considered one of the best, if want to be considered, because at the end of the day, you don't just pluck it off the trees and be like, yes, I'm the best. No, you've got to work towards it, you know, get your character, you know, ready, work through your composure, yourself, get, you know, being a star, I just think it's not a one day thing you wake up to, but I think it's something you prepare your lifetime for. So that is just me speaking from my own, you know, point of view. Not beside the star, but I'm just saying this is what I think it is and how it looks like. And talking about her music videos, she's just out with just a couple of videos, which is Beautifully, Baby Riley, and My Man. And the directors of Beautifully was Clarence A. Peter, which is one of the best music directors we have in Nigeria. You know, we just call him the great at that time. I don't just know why, but Clarence A. Peter, if you are a star from the year 2010 to 2024, and as an artist or whatever thing you call yourself, you haven't worked with Clarence A. Peter, but you never be star, because a star work with a star. And listening here, I can say that Clarence A. Peter deserves that. Talking about Baby Riding was directed by Alien, and My Man also was directed by Two Brothers. So without talking too much, we're going to be listening to another Songs of Awe from the album Rhythm, from the EP Rhythm 5, which she titled Kilo to Fe. So without talking too much, we'll be back after the song.
Is part of the run. I still go destroy them when they come for my gun. I make the party run all night long. All night long. Oh, what do I know? What do I know? I'm a cinnamon, what are the worst the sickles? Worst the sickles? Or do I know? What do I know? What do I know? I'm a cinnamon, what are the worst the sickles? Worst the sickles. I see you today, I don't see you tomorrow. I thought I said you got nothing to borrow. You were pretending pills so hard to swallow. You want nothing but to show me with arrow. See, I made up a bed, I will lie on it too. Several things change, but you cannot take a piece of my cake. Can't run my race now. Kilo to fe, kilo to fe now. And what you get, and what you get now. You're my enemy, you're my enemy.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
You cannot take a piece of my cake. Care on my wrist now.
Okay, that was Faith Kilo to Fe, and you are still listening to My House, and today we're talking about the female artist Faith. And also, there was one thing I also came to recognize when I was, you know, reading a biography out here. It's about how she got the name Faith. It's from the word favor, and I swear on this planet, anybody could know. I don't know. That's why I just think she's just this kind of more of a creative person than I ever thought she was. Because creating such a name from that, man, fuck it. Faith is good. I mean, the girl is good. We just need to give her flowers. And the last thing we need to talk about is our taking home awards and nomination. And talking about awards and nomination, she has been nominated for All African Music Award, and she participated as herself in the year 2022, which she was nominated for the most promising artist for that year, and the best artist in Africa reggae and dancehall, and also the best new artist. But on the Sound City MVP Award Festival, she was nominated for the best female artist and rookie of the year. Which she won the rookie of the year, but she didn't win the best artist of the year. And talking about the Eddies, she was also, you know, nominated for songwriter of the year, Asef and Simi, which they both won. And I can tell you that I never knew she has even worked with Simi, sincerely speaking. I can't doubt that, because there's one thing also I came to find out about Simi. She's one of these promising female artists which I think she really knows when to put her work together. Because if you can talk about her collaborations, indeed, you will know that Simi, you know, the carry they wake up, eh? Carry by the beginning to say that this guy, me and I want to do. No. Simi, no, they know. I feel that one is something. This is something I can brag about Simi for. Like, she doesn't just wake up in the morning and just be like, this collaboration, the Hungry Make I do. No, she really takes the time, find more about the artist. And I guess, maybe probably she's just one of those artists who I think works with energy indeed. Because if the energy not much, you'll be like, what you gonna do? I bet everybody you're good always. But she really kind of feel the vibe and understand what you're doing, and she can really put herself into your shoes, and you guys can write something, you know, comprehending. Trust me, Simi is definitely one of those artists. And I think that what really they both deserve it, because talking about her favor herself, she's one of those artists who really put her pen to work, and I really give her flowers for that. And we're gonna be listening to my man, one of my best songs from Fave, No Cap, like my one of my favorite songs from her. And without talking too much, after the song we're gonna be back. This is my man from Fave.
Things you cannot say with your mouth, will you say with your hands? I respond. DJ, could you play me, Mr. Man? Record a little dance on the floor. If fucking nanny, I'ma make you shiver. I could be patient with you till. You can learn to give love, honey. I could be patient with you. Wanna write a letter, no comment, so you know that I'm a wounded soldier. This love is what I have, this heart is what I give, and everything else too. Talk to me, talk to me. I would never fall asleep without you near. Talk to me, talk to me. I would never fall asleep without you near. Things you cannot say with your mouth, will you say with your hands? I read. DJ, could you play me, Mr. Man? Record a little dance on the floor. If I turn around, would you follow? Would you finally say yes? When their mothers tell you no, they disappoint. I go treat you as my guest. Baby, oh, where you they go? Where you they go? Put yourself deep inside my shoes. Then you will know that I'll never ever, I want to leave you alone. Things you cannot say with your mouth, will you say with your hands? I respond. Could you play me, Mr. Man? Record a little dance on the floor.
Okay, that was Mr. Man by the Wine and Olin Flavor. And for today, we said we're going to be talking about the artist in general. And we've done all of those. We knew where she's coming from. And sorry about that. I guess I mentioned state wrongly when I said she was from Imo. No, she was not from Imo. She is from Anambra State, Nigeria. And I'm sorry for that. And she does Afrobeat dance, or Afropop, R&B. She's a songwriter and has been doing songs from the year 2019 and to this very day. And for those who don't know, as I said, her first record label was Empire Africa. but right now she's signed to Tumbala. I don't even know who owns the record label, how it's going, and who is under the record label. I don't even know. Probably it's something she's starting up. Hopefully it becomes something great for her, because that's something I've come to also realize when it comes to you being an independent artist. Oh boy, not too easy like that, you know, understand? Because I just feel like talking about, you know, promotions, publications, this one, that one, go this, mama mia, you just need a team to just do that for you, and you being able to fund that thing by yourself as an independent artist, will your papa not be your $10 or a Adeleke money, you know, understand? It go hard. It's gonna be that difficult, because I just think music itself is more of a consuming a consuming business than we think is a more of an investing one. Because at the end of the day, what about you put all these millions and millions of dollars and euros and pounds, naira, whatever currency you use, you put them into whatever thing you're doing. At the end of the day, you don't really get to see, you know, what you're really doing, or probably you just think, okay, I've done something great for myself. At the end of the day, I'm sorry, or probably you do a very great and nice publicity on the song, and at the end of the day it doesn't get that much publicity that it deserves. So you come to realize that, oh, but not be as I think I can be. So hopefully, I just think this one works out for her, and I'll be very, very glad and happy if Faith becomes one of those artists who is just out there doing and killing her thing. So without talking too much, also we have Faith again, No Gifts. She has a lot of beautiful and amazing songs. The main reason we didn't kind of add a lot of collaborations to it was because we just felt like we need to give her today as a day. So without talking too much, also you're gonna be listening to Faith, No Games. This is one of our new songs that just released a couple of months ago or days ago, I can't really remember, and hopefully it's something great at the end of the day. And let's listen to it together. Without talking too much, we have Faith, No Games.
Sunday day till Monday, yeah. 1 week I stay at your place. Locked in the door, says don't disturb. Lovers in doors, can't you see I'm fine? I'm gone, yeah. I'm all that you need. Tell me your desire. It is something that I can fulfill. Take you to the east and the moon.
Okay, and that was No Games by the one and only Faith. And talking about her, we just, you know, did all of her discovery, talked more about her, get to know where she's from, and all of the songs and artists she's worked with, and, you know, many more things. A lot of us didn't know, even me myself didn't get to know about her. I just, you know, found out today. So we'll come to the end of today's episode again, once again, and it was a beautiful one, an amazing one indeed. So if I am the one who just put you up to game about Faith, I just want to say, give me my flowers. also because she's one of the artists which I think a lot of us should be listening to, because she deserves our flowers. And I just think she's that talented to just let her go. At the end of the day, we'll be like, yeah, we're not going to hear from Faith again. One of my favorite. No, if she's your favorite, then put people to game and make her understand that. Make your other people understand that, yes, she's one of those who should also, you know, be celebrated as others. Because as I said earlier, I don't think there's any other artist who's going to make my top five if she's not there. I am not sure, vividly. Let's be frank and sincere. So, I go by the name Dr. Shebug. Once again, I'm the studios of Radio Fab, and this is my house. Hopefully, we're going to be seeing you next week. What's it called? Next week, Wednesday, by 6:30. Hopefully, we're going to be seeing you, because if we do, yes, we can kick up with our show. But if we don't, then hopefully, we're going to be doing the show all ourselves. So, as always, as I promise, and I'll say, hopefully, we get to meet next week. And for now, I really don't have anything in mind, but it's going to be something amazing, which I'm going to be preparing for. And hopefully, you're going to be here also to enjoy the great hour with me, you know, to just have the cool moment and listen to great things and great music from the studios of Radio Fab, and also from the genre of Africa in general, like, you know, the Afrobeat genre. And as I said, the categories of the Grammys, I probably were going to be talking about that also, because the categories for the Afrobeat just came out, and I guess Thames won got a lot of nomination, because she was nominated for three categories. Hopefully she wins one this time, because no, though she already had one to her name, but you know, if she gets a has more Grammy to her name, it doesn't, you know, come on anything, you don't understand, you don't really come on anything. So hopefully she win one this time. And also for Davido, I just think Davido also should take one home, because last year I just think he was robbed. Davido deserves that. I don't know what Tyler really did. And even the Grammys, I have come to start realizing that they are playing some kind of tricky tricks around the award itself, because at the end of the day, how can a non-Afrobeat song wins an Afrobeat category? So for me, I just think it doesn't make any sense. But hopefully, I'm not the one to judge. Maybe there's a way they do get their votes selected and all of those. But I just hope, as I said earlier, that Davido does win this time. And as for Wizkid, I think he also has one to his name. I don't know if he does, but hopefully he's also, you know, nominated with Asake this time with the MMS song, which they did together from the Loja Boy album. So I just hope one of these guys just wins something. And the most interesting part was, even the category was being pyro, because we have people like, what is it called, Davido, Asake, Wizkid, and what is it called, Burna Boy, which his song High also made it up to the category. So they are all piled up in that category. And the most funny part, we also have Tyler in that very category also. But if Tyler gets to win it again, then there's something fishing that I don't understand. But if she doesn't, hopefully let's see this time. But I just think some of these people who has been doing Afrobeat for Afrobeat should really get the recognition they've been wanting and they desire. So without talking too much, I'm signing out. I go by the name that Sherbrooke. Hope to see you next week by 6:30, and have an amazing weekend. And also for me, I promise I'll do the same. So see you next week by Wednesday, 6:30. Without talking too much, I'm leaving you with a song by Fave once again, which she titled Belong to You.
Mind to leave yesterday, but you won't stop calling me. You won't stop telling me all these lies that I seem to believe. It might seem far away, my sense is far from me. They say it's make believe, it's fantasy, nobody understands it. When there ain't no sunrise, when the sun is not bright, all I know is I belong to you. When there ain't no sunrise, when the sun is not bright, all I know is I belong to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, to you.
up my mind to leave yesterday, but you won't stop calling me. You won't stop telling me all these lies that I seem to believe. Oh, you might seem far away, my senses far from you. They say that it's make-believe, it's fantasy.